The Federal Reserve today will announce whether it's lowering interest rates again. They can't go much lower. The key rate is already at 1%. To help us analyze the Fed, we're joined by David Wessel. He's economics editor of the Wall Street Journal. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
What is the Fed likely to do?
Well, the Fed is expected to cut rates even below this 1%, which is as low as they've been in 50 years. Most betting is they'll cut it to 0.5%. There's some people who think they might take it all the way to zero, but most don't think that's going to happen soon.
All the way to zero. It's hard to get your mind around that. I mean, the Fed's been lowering rates since September of last year, yet we've sunk further and further into recession. So why keep cutting rates?
Right, that's a good question. I mean, they've cut rates by a lot, by nearly 5 percentage points since September. And I think there are two answers to that question. One is, gosh, it might have been worse had they not cut interest rates. And secondly, it's why there's so much emphasis on what else can they do to get the economy going. At a time when all people who have money are reluctant to lend it to anybody except the U.S. Treasury, and people who need money are either reluctant to borrow it or having a hard time borrowing it, just cutting interest rates doesn't do its usual magic of getting the economy going by getting people borrowing again.
What happens, though, when the Fed cuts to zero?
Well, the Fed is now thinking about that question right now because it's not a remote possibility. And they are thinking about what are the alternative ways the Federal Reserve can help the economy beyond just cutting this very short-term interest rate that's their usual tool. One way would be to try and lower longer-term interest rates, the 10-year and 30-year rates in the Treasury bond market. Another way is to try and use their rhetoric to tell people rates are low and they're going to be low for a very long time, so don't be reluctant to borrow because your interest costs aren't going to go up very much. But neither of those seem to be immediate options for them. So what they're looking at is the very wide gap between the rate that the Treasury gets when it borrows and the rates that businesses and consumers have to pay when they borrow. And they're looking at kind of surgical strikes. Instead of working through the banking system, they're going to try and effectively lend directly to various markets. They've already promised to put hundreds of billions of dollars into the mortgage market. They're looking for ways to lend for auto loans and student loans and business loans in order to get around the fact that the arteries that feed the economy through the banking system seem to be clogged.
But, David, isn't there a risk to keeping rates so low and putting so much credit into the economy?
There is. First of all, I think what the Fed is saying is thank God that the Obama administration and the Congress is willing to do a big fiscal stimulus because it'll take some of the weight off the Federal Reserve, having spent so much of its ammunition already. They're looking for alternatives. But secondly, they know that the risk of putting all this juice into the economy is that we'll get inflation down the road. And their answer is, look, that's a problem, but first we have to get the economy moving again. And the way to avoid inflation is to withdraw this credit and raise interest rates once the crisis is passed. But it is a big risk because they're putting so much credit into the system. And the usual thing that happens when you have a lot of credit into the system is eventually you get inflation, and they don't want that.
David, thanks for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
David Wessel is economics editor of the Wall Street Journal.